they discuss predictions all about The Walking Dead. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to John and Friends Discuss The Walking Dead. I'm John, and here's my friend, Mr. Sean Kelly.
So, on John and Friends Discuss The Walking Dead, we talk about The Walking Dead. We'll talk about the previous episode. We'll predict next week's episode. Let's get on with it.
Trust me, I'm smarter than you.
All right, on today's show, we are going to discuss episode 14 of The Walking Dead, titled The Other Side. But let's go segment by segment, because there are a few stories. There were the Savior's surprise visit, Maggie and Daryl, Sasha and Rosita. All right, so let's go with the easiest first, and the thing I enjoyed the most in this week's episode was Maggie and Daryl. I've been waiting for this for a while, and I've never really blamed Daryl for Glenn's death. Spoiler alert if you haven't caught up yet.
I think it really comes up now where you do see Daryl cry in the episode. You know, he cries because, you know, it was his fault that Glenn died, and it was, you know, he finally, I guess, gets the solace with Maggie when she isn't particularly mad at him anymore. I think she understands the full force that they need to go out, and they need to plan this out, and they need to go, and they need to take down Negan once and for all, who really started all the problems that they're having at this current moment.
That's very good thinking. Now let's move on to the next part of the show, the unexpected visit. I like Simon. I think that's one thing I've learned from this episode, is that I really kind of like Simon. Even though I can never see him as Simon, I see him as Trevor from GTA 5. Yeah. And I'm waiting for him to, like, just punch Gregory in the face.
The real problem is the Simon visit. I think that's something that they are going to do a lot more, and they're going to do it to everywhere, because they want to find, you know, their sole purpose was to find Daryl and Maggie. That was the purpose. They think they're there, and they couldn't find them. That was the only reason they came. They had no other reason to come. So they came there, and I think it was just another way to show Gregory's fallacies as a leader.
I think it was kind of funny. He's like, oh, we're taking your doctor. Here's all the help you need. Opens. Holy shit, there's a lot of it.
It really just shows that the sanctuary just doesn't know anything about the health, and they really just don't care about their communities. They just need them to live. They really don't need them to have a lot of help and stuff like that. But, you know, with this and Maggie, you're going to have to either find them a new doctor, which I think is one of the reasons hinting was why Jesus was there at the end of the episode, is, you know, he's got to go scout for another doctor now, because, you know, Maggie needs one to survive and needs one for her to have a healthy delivery of her baby. And I think that's one of the main points that they're going to try to get in there faster, to get Dr. Carson out, because she obviously needs this to succeed. I think it's just another power thing for the for the Saviors, and it just shows how ruthless they really are. I think when the one guy goes and he finds Daryl and Maggie in the thing, and Edith tries to distract him with the stuff, you know, every chance he can get, he's just mean to her. And I think it's just another way to show the power. And I think that's what the show is dropping in, to show you just how hard of an opponent Negan and actually just Negan is, because everyone is Negan and the sanctuary is Negan and, you know, everyone's Negan. So I think it just wants to show how tough Negan is, and it's going to show the power, and it's going to show the hard times ahead in all that war.
Score.
Now let's get to the biggest storyline of the episode, Sasha and Rosita. Did you care?
No. Let me tell you, I do not. I'm not a big fan of it. Rosita right now is my least favorite character on the show. No contest. I think she's just really, like, stupid. I think she's just walking around, and I think she's taking the loss that she had on Abraham, and I think she is just doing something ballsy that is going to result in even more harm for the people that she loves and the people that's around her, and I think that she's going to try to walk in. Obviously, she never got in, which is, thank God Sasha did something, because Rosita just would have been an idiot and would have just walked in there and would have banged the door and just tried to go for the kill shot, and then she would have died, and then Negan would have, the backlash would not have been on her. She would have died. The backlash, the real pain would have been on Alexandria, because Negan runs by fear. So he'll go, and that's the exact same thing that's shown with the Daryl Glenn thing. He didn't kill Daryl. That would have been just, he would just would have borne a martyr if he had killed Daryl. He kills Glenn, that makes them feel even worse, and they make Daryl feel even worse. And I think that's what Negan would still continue to do. And I think they should not go after him. They have no idea what they're going against. And I think they're just being, like, rude, honestly just rude to everybody, because this is, the fallback's going to be on them. And I think it's inconsiderate and sloppy.
I 100% agree with you that they're being mean. They're well, means a nice word to say.
Yeah, she's being horrible, really, is what it is.
Like, Tara's trying to help. She's being a bitch to Tara. She's being a bitch to Rick.
That is the number one way I would describe her at this point, as a bitch. I'm like, she's just, that's what she's being. And I think, and especially Rosita. Sasha's kind of there, but it's really Rosita that's, like, every episode I go in and she's just saying, like, more nonsense. Like, she'll do it to Dr. Father Gabriel. She'll do it to any character, you know, she talks to. Like, I always feel like I just want to go into the screen and just slap her. Because she's got to get her mind straight here. And I'm so happy she got shut out of that fence, because she would have just created more problems.
I 100% agree. Now let's get to what happened to Sasha. They cut the wires. Sasha tricks Rosita into looking out for other people. Spoiler, Sasha has Rosita look behind, and she cuts, locks herself in so Rosita can't get into the gate, and goes, kills one dude. Pretty sure she got captured. She may have killed another dude or two, but she's totally captured. I don't think she's dead. I think she'll get Holly's death. And
Sasha does not get captured, actually. She's not captured yet. She just walks in the door. So you don't know if she's captured yet. But
didn't you hear the gunshots, though? I figured they noticed it was her.
Hey, she had a gun. We don't know. Maybe she's captured. Maybe she's not. I'm like, the gunfires went off. It could have been her gun. It could have been their gun. Maybe she hit them. You don't know yet. I could definitely see her going out next episode. I honestly think at this point, Sasha doesn't have no storyline left. She's going out. She had this thing with Abraham. I don't know why that was in there. She's just been tagging along. I really don't think she's such an integral character to the series. And I think I would honestly not be, I wouldn't care any less if she went out next episode.
Also, she's going to be on the new Star Trek show, the actress. So,
yeah. So you could see that as a spoiler to kind of see if she's going off the show. Yeah.
She'll die, and we'll get into this maybe next episode about who else will die. But I think we've pretty well wrapped up episode 714 of The Walking Dead.
I'm formally requesting a straight-up do-over on that one.
The preview for 715.
Yeah, I saw the preview with they need guns, and they need more people to get with this fascinating part that was never in the comics, which is the junkyard people. And I think that's really, it just shows what people do when the, you know, world hits the fan. You know, these people have regressed to, like, pretty much caveman-like. You know, this is the way they talk. They don't sound things out. They're very caveman-like.
That terrible haircut.
The terrible bowl cut that she's got going on. I think it's, there are these kind of people that symbolically, is symbolically Rick's queen of this entire thing. They need them. And I think Tara has been sitting on this, and she's finally going to go break a promise. And I think that's something that's going to be hard for her, because her promise was that she was never going to tell anyone about these people. And now they're going to go there, and that's going to be a huge part. And is we're going to go see if they align with Rick's group, and they will. Personal impact on that group, that was a big part of when Tara got there. This was before Tara really knew
about
the whole deal. She wasn't present there. So she was on her whole thing with, you know, Heath and stuff like that. They went right after they took over the outpost, and Rick and the whole gang had that happen on the way back from the outpost. So she didn't know about Negan at that time. And I think now, you know, knowing that, she can convince them to join the fight. And I'm very excited to finally start the climax of all that war.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for this episode of John and Friends Discuss the Walking Dead. I'm John.
John and Friends Discuss the Walking Dead is written, produced, and edited by myself, John Rogers, and special thanks to my co-host, Sean Kelly.
On next week's episode, we will talk about the penultimate episode of The Walking Dead and predict the Season 7 finale of The Walking Dead, and we'll discuss extra topics.
I hope you enjoyed the episode. We'll see you next week.